So I'm here today with Jennifer Ormond, who participated over spring break in Professor Sean Anderson's University 392 Service Learning in New Orleans. And Jennifer, why don't you give us a brief overview of the project that you participated in and the population that you worked with over spring break?
Well, we went to the greater New Orleans area. It wasn't just the city of New Orleans. We spent some time in Plaquemines Parish working with Woodland Trail and Park. It was a place that had extensive canopy damage to this natural forested area. And the canopy damage actually allowed three invasive species to start to spring up. The park management did receive money from FEMA to restore this area, but they had to first perform some type of impact survey, and they didn't have the money to do that. So that's where Cal State Channel Islands came in. We were able to go and document the amount of invasive species last year, and this year we were able to go and see how much more have since that time, which once they had that, they were able to present it to FEMA and receive the grant to restore this park area. We did that for 3 days. The other 3 days we were there, we had gone down to Buras, Louisiana, which is about an hour and a half south of New Orleans. This area was 20 feet underwater for 3 weeks, and there's not a single structure left standing there. Everybody's living in FEMA trailer parks. Everybody is trying to rebuild. Those that did return, that is. I believe they said only about 15% of the community has returned. Last year they went down and worked on Pastor Mike's house, and he has a little community gathering hall for people to come, a parish type thing. This year he was pretty much complete with his house, so we helped his neighbor out, and his neighbor's name is Helen. She was a pharmacist prior to Hurricane Katrina. Her home had the pharmacy in the front with her house in the back. And just another example of just complete devastation. She's been living in the FEMA trailer park the FEMA trailer behind her house for 2.5 years. What we were able to do there is some demo work. We took down some brick siding, removed a couple of steel tubs, a fiberglass shower, 4 heating and air conditioning units. A lot of duct work. We cleaned up a lot of debris around our home. I still felt as if we didn't do enough, but there was only so much that we could do with limited time and resources, so we were able to help her a little bit.
So why did you choose to spend your spring break helping to rebuild that part of New Orleans? What attracted you to this project?
Primarily, it was in the United States, and I know not just as a university, but a lot of our government aid constantly goes to areas outside of the United States. And there's a lot of areas here that need just as much assistance, if not more. New Orleans, Mississippi, Alabama, all the coastal, that's in the public view, and that's probably one of the reasons why we chose to go there. It's not the end of it. I mean, you can look at the Appalachian Mountains and the communities in there, but that's why I wanted to go, primarily just to help here at home. So.
What did you learn about the community that you served while you were down there?
A lot of people, their first impression of us that we were there just as tourists, which I guess they get a lot, you know, people coming just to gawk at all the damage. But once we talked to them and they found out why we were there, their attitudes completely changed. They're so grateful to have any type of assistance. There's not a lot of government resources going to them, so anybody that comes to help them out, and they're just, the overwhelming gratitude, it was amazing. So they're a community that's still struggling. They're not entirely on their feet. Going there, I expected to see a little bit of damage, but I expected to see more of a rebuilding effort, and that's not really the case. 2.5 years later, there's still a lot of people that are living in sheer poverty. The magnitude is just, it's not something you see here at all. So,
what did you learn about yourself while you were down there, and what was one of the most important lessons that you learned?
For myself, I learned that things really aren't that bad. You know, when you go to a place like New Orleans and like the greater New Orleans area where people are, it's just like I said, it's poverty. It's not, You know, I freak out when my transmission goes in my car, but these people lost everything they owned. The real driving force was when we were working on Helen's house, and you would find pieces of her life, like a broken Christmas ornament, or, you know, and it's, I mean, you don't think about that living day to day here, and that's what I brought home with it, that, you know, I'm really grateful for what I do have. It may not be much, but it's certainly a lot more than a lot of people here.
So you feel as though this project impacted yourself personally, but do you also feel as though what you did down there impacted the community?
I think it did. I think, like I said, their gratitude expressed how much, you know, they really needed us there. They said they only usually get people over spring break and sometimes in the summer, and the rest of the year they're left to fend for themselves. So I think just us being there, even for the week that we were, it was a huge help to the community. So,
do you think that you would go back down there in the future, possibly?
Yeah, I have two kids, so it's kind of hard for me to just pick up and go. But I do want to return, maybe sometime over the summer, take a week or so and go down there, and just help where I can. It's a lot of the aid has gone to the city of New Orleans, but there's. This was 400 square miles of damage. So there are so many communities out there that don't see anybody except for the locals who come down and, you know, give a weekend to pick up trash or something, you know. So I think if I do go down, it would be in areas outside of the actual city. So.
Well, thank you for sharing your experiences and your thoughts with us today.
You're welcome.